D&D
doop doop.
D&D doop doop.
D&D doop doop.
D&D doop doop.
Alright, podlings, Nick's here. Tax sent me to fetch wood for the campfire. He's going to make some of that lovely fish head stew I like. Tax's instructions were a bit like one of old Nan's riddles. I've got to go and get wood, but not go too far. But what's too far exactly? I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out. Like, there's a bit of good wood just there, see? But I reckon if I go... Yeah, too far. Oh dear, he's still a bit jumpy from our encounter with the mud boils. We put a fair bit of ground between us and that mud pit now, though. Travel through the woods a good 2 hours till we happened upon this lovely spot. Isn't it beautiful? Sweet as a nut. A little clearing with wispy grasses growing. That craggy bit there, scooping round in a horseshoe, makes a lovely spot to tuck into out of any wind in the night. Well, most of it. We've tethered the ponies to the branches of that fallen tree and they're munching the grass. Very happy. Right, I reckon that's probably enough wood. If Tat wants more, then I'll have to expand my perimeter a bit. Come on. Hang about. Tack's up to something. He's pouring some granules from a bag onto the floor. That's not like Tack. He don't like waste. What is it? Looks like salt. Very curious. What's he trying to D&D do?
Here, Tack. What's going on over here? Are you seasoning mud?
Just mind your foot. No, it's right. So what, I've got this idea, okay?
Right.
So you know those mud things that we were attacked by?
Yeah, those angry, squishy mud boils.
Well, yeah, I mean, what if they come after us in the night?
Well, I think we're all right here. It's not that muddy. You know, they can't really travel around when they're ape mud.
They're really?
Sort of, yeah, when we fought them in the... They had their own little mud pit, which they sort of sprang from there.
But, you know, what if they... I mean, they were quite persistent and very, very cross and grumpy.
They were. No, I've not seen them out of the swamp. I mean, the swamp's a very raw, sort of elemental magic place where we get bits... You know, we get mud boils popping up. Like, usually you can just, like... They're a bit annoying and you can, like... You can have fun with them just going around.
Have fun?
Yeah.
You can't have fun with them.
Oh, no. Those were, like... Vicious, they were.
Yeah,
I don't see them that nasty. And we get, like, you know, walking trees and a bit of living wood going on.
Right.
We get some, like, big fat, like, loaf-sized slugs in the mud.
Oh, my God.
They're great. We get some, like, really nice ones that you can just, like, plonk yourself down on.
All right.
And it's, like, you know, we have a
sit
little...
Sit on them.
Yeah. You're sort of, like, the self-adhesive... So you, like, stick on them. It's
right.
A bit like Velcro getting back off again. Whatever that is.
Velcro!
Yeah, it's a magic spell.
Magic!
Yeah, it's a spell you use to, like, stick yourself to stuff.
Yes.
A bit like spider climb. Right, anyway, you get on these slugs, right?
Yeah.
And then we race each other. But, like, they only go a few centimetres every minute.
Right.
So it's, like, really fun for, like, 2 minutes and then you just like get bored and hop off and carry on with your day. Pretty cool, eh?
Might give it a try.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Well, it's a unique experience of the swamps.
They sound like they all are, pretty much. Right, well, that's good. Put the sticks down there.
Oh, what have you got cooking?
Well, I thought we'd have some of that fish head stew.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm refining the recipe each time. It seems to be coming together quite well.
Right. Well, you know, look, I'll have a little look at some bobbing fish heads. And Nick takes a glance in and he sees a fish head and he gives it a little wink.
That's for tea.
I wasn't going to just, like, dive in, you know.
No, okay.
I see you've got your thing going
you
on
here.
You
can have that one.
Mad respect to your cooking skills. I wasn't actually that fussed about, like, all the seasoning and la-di-da, but, you know, you've got skills and, you know, I respect that. You know, cooking ain't my thing, so I just tend to, like, bite the heads off. But, yeah, this one right here, it's got my name on it. I'm all watching right, yeah. You, little fishy.
You can have that bit, that's fine.
You're for the hole. Well, while you're having a bit of a cuck up.
A what?
I don't know. Cook up. While you're cooking,
right.
I think I'm going to take a bit of a look at my mechanical talon. It was playing up. I mean, and I am truly sorry that I almost zapped your noggin off.
What was all that about? It was just lightning.
Yeah, well, it wasn't my finest moment, I'll give you that.
It was impressive. Yeah. I can imagine it would do a lot of damage if... Well, it did do a lot of damage, just not at the thing we wanted it to.
Yeah,
so.
Totally wiped out that tree.
Yeah.
But I'll have a little look at it and see.
All right.
You know, it's got a bit of a malfunction going on. Nix is going to roll out his tools, his little leather and fabric pouch, and he's going to open up the sort of interior and just start examining all the different elements of his claw, see if there's anything he can do to... either make it more efficient or if there's anything there that he needs to sort of fix.
Okay, I think while you're doing that and Tax are working on the stew, you can tell he's trying to be discreet,
yeah.
But he's really curious so is that a bit of you in there?
What, like inside?
Inside, where's
no,
you?
No, right, so the bit of me, I mean it's all me. Really, like
right.
Mechanical or otherwise,
yeah.
But like, yeah, specifically, like the bit of gobbo ends just up here. Like I've got a little nubbin.
Oh, I thought it was like a big glove.
No, man, I've got no arm.
Oh,
yeah.
I never. What happened?
Well, nothing really. That's just the way I was created.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's no bother. I've got a mechanical arm, so that's really cool.
It is very cool.
Yeah, so, I've got my little bit up here, right?
Yeah.
And I made my first arm, like, when I was, like, a wee little gobbling.
Oh!
Very basic, out of bits of wood and, like, springs and whatever I could find, yeah? But, I've been upgrading it through the years. It's a real, like, passion project. Yeah, I love it. So it just joins on... up here, and then I've got a few of these like small crystals that sort of connect and make a sort of connection up into my body, and it sort of taps into like my
are they magic
there's a lot of magical elements, but I mean a lot of the magic is sort of like through me, I guess. It's sort of like going into the arm and like connecting like through my body so I can move it and animate it.
It's like my hide and seeker gem then, isn't it? It's that combination between the person who's using it and the thing itself creates an effect something.
That's really smart, Tech. That's really cool. Because you're like...
He draws himself up an extra 2 millimetres.
Oh, it's good to see. Yeah, because, like, you must have, like, an innate magic there to whatever degree, because that hide-and-seeker gem is a connection point to you. Just like my little node, like I've got one ear, look. That's sort of a connection point into the rest of my magic system, I guess.
Yeah, I never thought of it like that. That I was actually, like, innately magical.
Yeah.
I thought I was just kind of, like... using the gem like the gem was a very sort of sophisticated egg whisk in a sense. La la la.
Nix is very, I think he just takes a moment to be like, cool, you know.
Yeah,
that's nice. And then he'll sort of get on, and I think just enjoying a bit more lightness after the battle and after everything.
I think Tak as well is quite he's not as grumpy as he usually would be. He's not as prickly.
That's cool. So I'll open up my arm, mm-hmm. and I'll take a look at all the intricacies,
because mm-hmm.
I feel it's a bit off kilter at the moment.
The first thing we need to do is see what happens just on a practical level. Do a tinkering roll.
Okay.
And I think you're plus three. Oh.
Five.
Five. Oh, no. It is what it is in there. It's kind of at the level of your knowledge at the moment. I mean, you can give it a little bit of a clean and a tidy up, but other than that, it's like, well, mechanically, it's sound as far as you can tell, and you'd either need different equipment or materials or get input from someone else to just to push it on mechanically.
Nice. Okay. I need to find myself some little bits and bobbins.
Yeah.
I've been in nature for quite some time, so I've just got, like, bits of string.
What you can do though is have a look at the magical side of it. You know, following on from the wild magic surge that you had earlier in the day, you've still kind of carrying some of that residual charge that you feel you could maybe tap into see if it can create some little alchemies or connections within the magical elements of the claw.
Cool.
All right. So if you want to roll for, it'll be Arcana.
Yep. Arcana. Oh, nice. So that's a 19 on the dice. Plus 4.
23. Wow. Okay. You know, mechanically, the arm is where it is. But magically, as you are sort of soaked through with the goodness of the mud that you were immersed in, and then you had a wild magic surge which was connecting you to the elemental forces within the mud itself, and it absorbed through your skin, charged you up with all that goblin-y goodness. You feel the magic surging from you into the magical crystals within the arm. And they glow with a muddy goodness.
Oh, that feels really good.
And you can tell that there's an enhanced richness and focus between yourself and these gems in the connection points within your arm.
I think Nyx's sort of mohawk is sort of like waving just in the air.
Oh,
like,
lovely.
Like there's a sort of...
Mud kelp.
Lovely. Like orange mud kelp. Just waving the like little sparks.
Beautiful.
And then probably see these like little connections running through like what would be his veins, running sort of down and around and like down his arms, like passing through his nubbin into the mechanics of the arm itself.
I think this will actually be visible, and I think Tack can actually see this happening, and Tack is going to go very, very still, and his eyes go very, very wide. And the ladle slips from his grasp as he sees these green veins bulging in one side of your face and down your neck and shoulder. Nyx, what's happening? Are you doing that thing again?
I think I'm oblivious to what Tack's doing because I'm just like ultra focused. It's just like an internal light that I'm just...
Okay, I think you need to roll for a wild magic surge.
Okay.
I'll get me a little chart out.
I am absolutely buzzing. That's a three.
A three. Okay, so as this, you're having another wild magic surge, the second of the day, and it's swelling up inside you, and there's a tremor in the ground beneath you, and then around the campfire, the flames themselves seem to draw in the power, and they take on a more muddy hue. They surge into the air in a great shaft of fire that forms a column around the little cooking pot. And I think Tack needs to see if he can jump out of the way, so it would be a dex save. And he fails his dex save! And he's going to take... He's going to take 3 points of damage!
Oh no!
The flames themselves, like I said, big column of flame all around the cooking pot, and it takes quite a while for them to subside, and you can feel the heat coming off them. Tack's legged it, he's behind a bush somewhere, and when it all settles, there's just a rather strong smell coming from the cooking pot. And Tack comes over, stares at the pot, very gingerly lifts the lid. Oh, well, that's just great. What have you doing? What keeps happening, Nix?
I think at that point, Nix just comes to, and he's like, oh, what's that smell?
That's our tea. You went all bulgy and veiny and glowing and...
Oh, okay.
What keeps happening, Nix?
Oh, your face is all, like, sooty.
More black face and no eyebrows. Yeah, he's sort of patting down his tunic.
I'll give him a bit of an end with that as well. Oh, I'm really sorry about that. I mean, it felt amazing, but yeah, I surged.
What is it? Why do you keep doing this?
I can't help it. I have a very raw wild magic ability.
Do all goblins do this?
Nah. Some can. You know, it's quite rare. But like, we've all got different things that we're good at, and like special little gifts, I guess.
Right.
But my thing is
special little gifts.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can save this. And he starts going through his flavourings.
Any bits that you want, I'll go and grab some mushrooms from around the place. I do apologise for my, random...
No, I don't know, as if I haven't had enough to deal with today.
Yeah, it's been a shocker, hasn't it?
It really has, yes.
I mean, I might have thrown a spanner in the works, but... You're all right.
There was no great column of fire when we were fighting the mud boils. That would have been really useful. You just started looking really, really like, I don't know, pleased with yourself. Or at least like looking really healthy.
Yeah. It's very, what's the word?
Inconvenient. Hazardous. Borderline unfriendly.
Well, that's all good stuff, Tech. You know,
what I'm getting from your reaction is this is entirely normal and could happen at any time. And sometimes it will be something that makes you look really healthy, and sometimes it will be something like a great jet of fire leaping up and ruining our tea.
Well. Yeah, I'm not going to lie about it. That can happen from time to time.
Right.
And, you know, if I get the opportunity, I'll give you a heads up. I might not, because it might be funny. But, yeah, I'll give you a heads up, he says under his breath. This is something I got from when I was first created in the, like, fungus glades. Like, before I found my community and family... This was like a gift given to me. And my name actually relates to this. So, you see, I'm missing my arm. And, you know, that's something I've never had. And it's something I've never missed.
Right.
You know. But Nix means, like, something lost for something gained. So I always take it that that's what my elders and my adopted family sort of called me. Because, you know... I didn't have my arm, but I had this other unique gift, like, given to me by the earth.
That's beautiful. Tack listens to this, and you see his face kind of softens, and the irritation is replaced by something else, which is like a surprise and then a kind of a respect.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
We need to do the results. We actually haven't got your results of what happened with your wild magic surge.
Yeah.
So your claw is now have +1 as a magical item to your claw, to your mechanical hand.
That's great.
And maybe in the future you can get some input on the mechanical side of things or find some better gubbins to upgrade it. Yeah,
Nix will be keeping an eye out for some shinies.
Your damage goes from 1d6 to 1d6 plus 2.
Cool. Works for me.
I don't know, invisible ears. Not only is this stew looking rather burned, but I'm a bit singed myself. This is starting to feel like rather a lot of bother to go to just to collect my stash. But if I abandon it, then I'll have to start from nothing again, collecting the gold I need for Bathanax. She'll not let me back home without it. big bossy dragon. Oh, you know what? I'd never dare say that at home. Perhaps I am starting to get a little braver. What do you think? I did manage to defeat that big mud boil after all. What a day, eh? Well, at least we're in one piece. Come to think of it, Nix is sort of in two pieces, isn't he? Although he did say his mechanical arm is part of him. I wonder if I'd hatched with one arm, whether I'd have been able to make myself a new one like he has. Funny, isn't it, how we all have different things we find difficult and easy. I mean, I'm just making a stew, and Nix looks at the pot like it's a conjurer's bubbling cauldron. Mind you, I don't think there's much I can do to bring it back this time. Great jet of flame. A wild magic surge, he called it. A blooming shock and a nuisance is what it is. Oh, I need to put my cooking spoon down. Oh, thank you very much. It's that boulder again. It's just rolled itself under the spoon like a little table. It's still here, that rock. It rolled with us all the way to camp and just seems to want to be underfoot. I keep tripping up. I wonder if it's still going to be here in the morning. Well, what does it want, do you think? Anyway, time to give this stew a go, I suppose. Wish us luck, invisible ears, and sturdy constitutions.
Oh, yeah.